Welcome to Tantra FM. What we have today? Revive yourself by sipping some ginseng tea and make love like the Taoists. Virility booster with ginseng is the first subject of our podcast, and it doesn't require any more publicity then. We'll continue to reveal more about sublimation, which is the second mysterious key of sexual alchemy after transmutation. What are the advantages of practicing Tantra during lovemaking? You will find out the most important aspects in a simply 4-minute lecture. Then, towards the end, we'll perform a meditation to help you transmute the sexual potential and sublimate the resulting energy up to Ajna Chakra. Stay tuned together with your yogi hosts, Valentino and Amaris.
This is Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Valentino. Virility booster with ginseng. What is ginseng? Ginseng is an erect plant growing from 8 to 15 inches in height and bearing 3 leaves at its summit. Each leaf consists of 5 thin stalk leaflets. 6 to 20 greenish-yellow flowers are produced in a small cluster during July and August, followed later by bright crimson berries. Ginseng has a thick, fleshy, spindle-shaped root, 2 to 3 inches or more in length, and about 1/2 to 1 inch in diameter, often branched. After the second year, the root becomes branched or forked, and it is the branched root, especially if it is resembling the human form, which finds particular favor with the Chinese, who are the principal consumers of this root. Ginseng's history. The Chinese have been fascinated by the man plant for over 5,000 years. Like mandrake, the most potent ginseng roots are said to be shaped like the human body. The Chinese believed that even better results could be obtained when the root was dug up at midnight during a full moon. Oriental men have consumed this root for millennia in order to retain their virility. An ancient medical manuscript of India says that ginseng bestows upon men, both young and old, the power of a bull. A Chinese materia medica of the 4th century presented a list of exotic ginseng recipes that supposedly increased sexual appetite. Shen Nun, one of the first Chinese emperors who practiced alchemy and continence, sex without ejaculation, for rejuvenation, recorded that he felt a warm kind of feeling all over his body and a very strong sexual desire after chewing some of the root. Ginseng's reputation as an aphrodisiac, however, owes most of its power to the doctrine of signatures, since it has a phallic-type shape. How can I prepare it? Ginseng can be taken in a number of different ways. The best method is to chew a 1-inch piece about the thickness of a pencil. Saliva helps activate its qualities. Simply swallowing capsules is not as efficient. The Chinese usually make a tea out of it by boiling 1 teaspoon of root filaments in a pint of water for about 10 minutes. The pulp is not wasted, but it is used several more times, and it is then chewed and swallowed. Ginseng tea should be sipped slowly, thus allowing it to combine with the salivary fluids before swallowing. Another way to take ginseng is in the form of a very expensive Chinese wine called Qiuliang, which contains ginseng roots soaked in a cask for at least 3 years. As strong as vodka, it is usually sipped as a nightcap and with great care. Ritual use. Daily intake of ginseng as a general sexual tonic might be considered by some as important as a daily ritual, as brushing one's teeth, shall we say. It is certainly an intrinsic part of the Taoist orientation towards sex. Taoist magicians believed in the importance of balancing male, yang, and female, yin, elements in the act of love. They considered that if the lovers were in harmony, it would nourish both of them, bringing them closer to the spirit of the universe. When the lovers were in balance, neither strove for pleasure independently of the other. Taoists contended that the life force was contained within the byproducts of the orgasm, semen and vaginal fluids in women's case. Therefore, in order to maintain balance, they make love without ejaculatory orgasms. For Taoists, lovemaking is a form of meditation that may continue for several days. In order to maintain their vigor, they sought to remain in a state of philosophical calmness by not striving for a climax, and by remaining detached and cool, they use their concentration to increase sensitivity in every part of their body. This helps to awaken the most subtle sensations in a slow unfolding process. In the West, the orgasm is considered to be the supreme goal and reward of lovemaking. Aside from certain magical practices, failure to experience sexual release is considered harmful and neurotic. But this attitude contains a cultural bias. We have become obsessed with achieving orgasms. The more, the better. However, an evening of Taoist lovemaking might restore some sacredness to your relationship. If lovers attempt to complement and harmonize with one another, both will be nourished and fulfilled. Masters of the more advanced Taoist techniques concentrated on not wasting their essences, devising ways to prolong pleasure and stave off release. Revive yourself by sipping some ginseng tea and make love like the Taoists. Get to know yourself. Exploring your own body and getting to understand the rhythm of your own arousal are essential for becoming a multi-orgasmic man. The best male lovers are aware of both their desires and their lover's desires. We shall discuss ways of fulfilling your lover's desires later on, but first you need to know how to satisfy your own desires. We will start by briefly describing the basic elements of male sexual anatomy and arousal. We will also give you some ideas of how to explore your possibilities for experiencing pleasure. Your body, a temple of pleasure. The penis. Most men think about their penis when they refer to their sexuality. It is logical to start with this point since it is the most obvious part of the male sexual anatomy. But it is strange that there is not enough accurate information about this organ. To start with, we should mention that there are no bones or muscles in the penis. In fact, it's made entirely of spongy tissue. And this reason is why you can't make it bigger like you do with your biceps. It has no muscles. Nevertheless, 5 to 7 centimeters of the penis is inside your body, in the pubic ossidian muscle, often called the PC muscle. That's why it is possible for you to fortify this muscle and to make it stronger. This is a method for you to experience longer orgasms, have stronger erections, and a better control over ejaculation. Many men are concerned with making their penis bigger, and some of them even have surgery for this. Men have tried incessantly to increase their so-called manhood. Even Taoists had an efficient method that we have presented in our site. But the truth is that the size of an erection is less important than its power and what you do with it. If you practice sexual continence, you will get confirmation of the fact that you are man enough for any woman. If you are still concerned with the size of your penis, you'd better take a moment and read our articles regarding penis enlargement before you go to the plastic surgeon. The testicles. Most men know the fact that the sperm is produced within the testicles. You might also know that the body's normal temperature is too high to produce it, and that's why the underwear that is too tight and keeps your testicles too close to your body might diminish the quantity of your sperm. Yet the testicles are pushed right inside the body when they are about to ejaculate. Holding them away from the body is an ancient technique of preventing ejaculation, and we'll discuss it in detail. The deferent vessel is a firm tube that stretches out from the testicles to the prostate. Sperm goes through this tube to its end, where it mixes up with the secretions of the seminal vesicles, and then it goes inside the prostate, right before ejaculation. Sperm is only a small part of the ejaculated fluid. The prostate secretions represent almost one-third of what you ejaculate and cause the sperm to be white. That is why a man who has had a vasectomy still ejaculates almost the same quantity of fluid as he did before surgery. The prostate. The prostate is a gland placed in the middle of your pelvis, right in front of your pubic bone above the perineum. For most men, the term prostate is linked with the disturbing and increasingly common illness called prostate cancer. 1 in 11 American men suffer from prostate cancer. A healthy prostate is important in order to have a satisfying sex life. You can keep your prostate healthy and reduce the risk of having cancer by doing certain pelvic exercises and by indirectly massaging your prostate. The prostate is often very sensitive during sexual stimulation, like the female G-spot. In fact, the prostate is called the male G-spot. The authors of the book The G-Spot said, "Men have orgasms located in the penis and in the area of the prostate. The prostate orgasms are very different from the others, both emotionally and physically." The authors also suggest that this difference resembles the difference between the woman's clitoridian and vaginal orgasms. Just like the female G-spot, the prostate becomes more and more sensitive to erotic stimulation as the man's arousal increases and the orgasm approaches. You can stimulate your prostate from the outside by pressing the spot that is situated between the anus and the base of the testicles, and also, more directly, through the anus. It is not easy to do it by yourself. Generally, the best position you can adopt for this is to lie down on the bed with your knees bent and your legs on the bed, or with your knees pressed on your chest. You can insert a very well lubricated finger inside and push it forward slowly until you can touch your prostate. You might feel something like a nut at 3 to 5 centimeters inside, on the anterior wall of your rectum. Circle your prostate forward and backward. You may also push it back and forth in different directions, which will strongly stimulate the nerves around your anus. If your lover wants to, she can do the same thing, but a lot easier, from another angle, and make sure she has cut her nails before this. If neither of you wants to explore the interior of your anus, then you can stimulate the anal sphincter and/or the perineum, which would also stimulate your prostate. The prostate stimulation is very intense. As a result, sometimes it might be more difficult to control the arousal due to the stimulation of the prostate than that of the genitalia. So start slowly and do not pass beyond the point of no return. By mentioning the fact that the prostate is actually stimulated through the anus does not mean that we condone homosexuality. So practice the direct stimulation of the prostate alone or with your girlfriend if you want to bring harmony and pleasure into your life. The perineum. The Taoists called it the gate of life and death. Its role in preventing ejaculation was a well-kept secret. The $1 million spot is situated on the perineum, right in front of the anus. It is called this way in order to suggest its value in sexual kung fu. It was initially called the 1 million golden pieces spot. There were no dollars in China during that time, because this was the price a Taoist master received for teaching its exact location to a disciple. The sexual muscles. The pubococcygeal muscle, also called the PC muscle, is a group of important pelvic muscles that starts from the pubic bone or pubo to the sacred bone on the anterior side or to the coccyx bone or coccygeum. These muscles represent the basis of sexual health and they are essential for your becoming a multi-orgasmic man. If you have ever had to stay in bed for a long period of time, then you must know how your muscles get weaker and atrophy. It is the same with the sexual muscles. The penis gets inside the body when it is not used regularly, as many sexually inactive old men have confessed. Taoists knew that it is important to train your sexual organs just like you do with any other part of your body. We suggest you read the article Strengthen Your Sexual Muscles in order to learn how to train your PC muscle. The anus. The fact that it is close to the prostate and its big concentration of nerve endings make it an extremely erogenous zone. Many people are afraid that it is dirty and consider it unnatural to sexually stimulate the anus. You have to make sure that the anus is clean before your lover starts to touch it gently. She can use circular strokes performed with her middle finger for the best effect. It is recommended to clean the fingers after anal stimulation in order to keep whatever bacteria may have remained there from spreading around. The nipples. Many men are surprised to find that their nipples are sensitive. Others might even ask for a regular stimulation in order to arouse their nerve endings. Nipple stimulation is one of the most underestimated and unexplored pleasures of male sexuality. The energy. By understanding the way the energy flows through your body, you will be able to turn your genital orgasms into orgasms of the entire body and to use your sexual energy in order to increase your health and creativity. For becoming more aware of the energetic flow through your subtle body, we recommend you practice daily a set of 7 asanas for at least 3 minutes each. You will find a large variety of asanas on our site at the Tantric Yoga section. So take your pick and remember that 1 gram of actual practice equals a ton of theory.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Tantra, and they lived happily ever after. Why Tantra? Any woman wants more. Any man can do more. Tantra teaches how they may get what they truly want and can. This is the bridge from 10 seconds of pleasure to hours of ecstasy. Are you tempted? Here are some of the advantages derived from tantric practice. A great number of orgasms, enhanced pleasure, an insatiable desire to fuse with your beloved, longevity of your sex life, rejuvenation, vital tonus, the disappearance of the states of somnolence and exhaustion after lovemaking, emotional balance, enhanced creativity and intelligence, more personal charm. The period, in the case of women, becomes less painful and disturbing. Women get to finally experience orgasm. Since it is a fact of common knowledge that most women need at least 30 minutes of erotic stimulation in order to experience orgasm, while men often reach ejaculation in less than 10 minutes. Women's breasts usually grow. But more importantly than any of these, we are given the opportunity to find ourselves as spiritual beings, endowed with a superior understanding of life and love. Do you want to know how? The evolution in Tantra implies the control of the sexual energy. The amount of active sexual energy is directly proportional with the intensity of the erotic sensations. The control of the sexual energy refers to the absence of ejaculation in men and the explosive orgasm in women. Moreover, in the case of women, sexual continence usually comes naturally and rarely requires a minimum of practice. The woman has to try not to have the type of orgasm which generates strong vaginal contractions and discharges the sexual energy. Another important aspect is to recourse to our common sense and good judgment in all our actions. Although there are rules, and quite valuable rules, we might add, we have to adjust them to what happens and to our feelings. Play with the foreplay for at least 20 minutes, and then gently penetrate the woman, enjoying the subtle magic of lovemaking
and admiring your lover's beauty. At the same time, pay attention to the sexual energy, which is growing stronger and stronger. The erotic tension grows, and we feel we're getting close to the point in which this tension might explode. Now is the time to stop. Stay still, or do not maintain the contact between your intimate areas. Hold your breath, either after inhaling or after exhaling. Firmly contract your anal and urinary sphincters. Firmly contract the PC muscles. Place your tongue as much as possible towards the back of the palate, visualizing the existence of the sexual energy in the lower part of the body and its ascendance along the spine to the upper part of the body, preferably focusing it in the area between your eyebrows. Remember, an ounce of practice is worth tons of theory. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: transmuting the sexual potential and subliming the resulting energy up to the level of Ajna Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Try to perceive the effervescent sexual energy and the subtle inner fire, which should now be making their way up your spinal column towards your Ajna Chakra. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: transmuting the sexual potential and subliming the resulting energy up to the level of Ajna Chakra. Let us begin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks for joining us, and see you next time.